Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Mike, quick question. How are you, Mike?
Good, what's up?
Last week you talked about McGregor and Mayweather, saying McGregor had zero chance.
Zero chance.
Have you ever seen his fights, Mike?
No. I mean, have I seen highlights of him? Yes. I haven't watched the whole fight, but have I ever seen highlights of him? Yes.
Mike, I'm not saying that he's going to beat Mayweather,
right,
but I think he has a chance only for the fact that Mayweather is 40 years old, Mike.
Yes.
Not as fast. He's no way as fast as 5-6 years ago, and Conor McGregor has 21 knockouts. This guy hits like a truck.
It's a different sport, first of all. Secondly,
that.
He does. It is apples and oranges, Dave. You are talking about him fighting a completely different kind of game, fighting a completely different science in a sport where distance is part of the game, where space is part of the game. McGregor does not play a sport where space is an issue. In what Mayweather does, space is a huge part of his mechanisms and his defenses. And the stylish nature, you're talking about a guy who is not a fighter getting in the ring with what is one of the finest defensive fighters in the history of boxing, a guy who has been as elusive and is harder to hit than probably anybody, maybe one of the, like I said, one of the best ever. And it is so hard to for a good boxer to get to him, for someone who has no experience. And I know what you're saying, oh, you can catch him with a lucky punch. You know what? Mayweather's not going to allow that to happen because space is a huge issue in boxing. He can't just rush across and throw a punch. He can't grab him in a headlock and hit him. He can't do these things. The bottom line is his ability to attack is going to be completely thwarted by the ring talents, and the exquisite ring talents of a Mayweather is going to frustrate him completely.
But you don't think his talents have faded away a little bit?
A smidge, but not enough to where he's not a to where his quickness will be anything but outstanding in this fight.
He has not fought in 2 years.
I agree, but this is not a fight.
2 years,
but he's not fighting a boxer. He's fighting someone. It's a completely different. You know, listen. If these were rules where they were quasi-rules and he was allowed to do some things, it would change the fight completely. But if you're going to talk about them playing, you know, under what are regular boxing rules, which is what they are playing under, they are competing under exactly what we know in the sport of boxing. And under those rules, he will be so highly frustrated. It will be ridiculous. And this is a guy who knows what his job is. You know, he knows exactly what his job is. So do
I? You might think I'm nuts, but I'm calling a 6-round knockout. I really think he's gonna knock him out.
Well, you see, the fact that you think that is exactly what they want, because that will ensure that you'll be there with your money, and that's what they want. They want this to be.
I'm going to order the fight.
No, but I'm saying that the fact that there's enough people like you who think this will be a very competitive, rather than it will be a ho-hum affair, the fact that you know, there are people who think he will win, you know, that'll make the buys even better. You know, because listen, I understand McGregor has an insane amount of fans. Insane amount of fans. But McGregor took this fight for one, took this date for one reason. It allows him to get rich. And that's what his motivation was. It's always Mayweather's motivation, as we know. We know his love with money. We understand that, you know, everyone loves money, but we understand that his is almost a crazy fascination with the idea of that and how much he can make. You know, Mayweather's talked about how this will be, you know, taught in Harvard Business School, the amount of money he will make on this fight and how he, you know, manipulated this. And what you're going to see as they get closer to this fight, and most of the buys happen late, as you know, when they get closer to this fight, you will see a couple of press conferences that I'm sure will be right out of, you know, WWF or whatever they call it. You know, is it WWE or WWF? What is it?
WWE.
WWE, okay. WWE. You know, it'll be right out of wrestling. They'll be hitting each other with chairs, and their seconds will be crawling all over. There'll be some, I wouldn't even be surprised if these guys are rolling around on the floor somewhere before the fight in one of these press conferences. Because, listen, they are out to sell this thing to the moon, and they're going to make a tremendous amount of money. They're each going to make a lot of money. And I know that McGregor has an incredible following. An insane following, which is fine. And I know this sport. You guys are into this, right? You guys are into this, right? You guys love this fighting, right? You like this fighting?
Oh, yeah. I'm big into the MMA.
That's what I mean. You guys like this stuff, which I understand. Listen, I've said this on the air many times. I don't knock something because I don't like it or don't have any interest in it. That other people do, God bless them. You know, I might like a sport they don't like. To each his own. I have no problem with the young guys liking this stuff. I have no problem. So go ahead. You follow this stuff. First of all, on his level, is he unbeatable? He's not unbeatable in his sport, right?
Conor McGregor, no, he's not unbeatable. He still has some flaws in his games.
Do they fight in weight class there?
Yeah, he fights as a lightweight, 155.
Okay. All right, his fight. Is he the best at his deal?
Yes, currently he holds the belt at 155, so he's
okay.
The best.
Has he been defeated in championship fights, though?
Not in championship fights, no. He's lost one huge fight in the UFC, and that was 10 days notice. The fighter he was supposed to fight backed out, so his opponent ended up wanting to take the fight, and the guy was 170. He couldn't come down to 155, so Conor actually went up 25 pounds from where he normally fought at.
And took fight and fought him at 170?
Yeah, and he lost. He lost by a tap out.
What does a tap out mean?
He got TKO? Into a choke. Yeah, he was in a choke, because again, MMA, you can go on the ground, and he got put in a choke.
Okay, so, that's right, you can get submission hold.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay.
He said uncle.
Okay, so you can. So that just shows you, you know, I'm sure he could make Mayweather say uncle, but he's not allowed to make him say uncle. You know, what he's going to do is be very frustrated trying to chase him around. This is going to look like, a little bit like Rocky in Thunderlips. Which Rocky was that?
Rocky 3. Yes.
Wait. Right. That's three.
The Ultimate Male versus the Ultimate Meatball.
That's three. Okay, that's right. Four is Drago, right. Ivan Drago, and Creed gets killed, right? That's four.
Correct.
Okay, when they do the Russia thing, which is oh my God, the worst 20 minutes in the history of movie making. But three's not terrible. I have always said that.
No, three's my favorite. I love it.
The Thunderlips part is ridiculous.
Yeah. I like
villains.
When
he picks up Thunderlips and picks
Hulk Hogan was awesome in it.
First
of
all,
fantastic.
The first time you meet Sylvester Stallone, and I have to admit, the first time I met Sylvester Stallone, I was at CBS. And I was doing football with Pat O'Brien on the College Football Show. And he came in with a fighter named Aaron Pryor. Okay? Mm. And you guys, you don't remember Aaron Pryor?
No,
I don't. Aaron Pryor was a very talented, very troubled fighter years ago. Okay? He came in at the time with a fighter. Rocky was around fighters at that time, too. I mean, Sylvester Stallone was. But what really grabs you is having watched him in the movies, you're shocked at how small he is. He's not big. I mean, he's really, sometimes you meet these actors and they're tiny. You know, right. You know, he's not very tall. He's, you know, you're very surprised by it. Mm-hmm. Because he looks so much bigger in the movies where sure. You realize that he's not very, Alan Ladd was the same way. Redford, another one, not very big.
Really?
But yeah, he's just not very tall.
It almost, and yeah. It also looked like he got smaller as the Rockies went along. So right. He was like this big kind of bulky
he really
kind of
wasn't,
guy.
Though, when you think, they made really him seem like the, he was, but right. He wasn't. Yeah, right. Well, he got thinner.
He got much more thinner.
Well, yeah, he got
like,
into weightlifting,
you know,
and everything. He got prettier as he went on, yeah. But, you know, physically himself.
Right.
But the bottom line is, as he became a movie star, but the bottom line is he's not a very tall man. So that's the first thing that grabs you about him. But the thing is, in the movie, I don't know how tall Hulk Hogan actually is, but
I think he's like 6'10".
I mean, he looks so much bigger than Stallone yeah. In that scene. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. So I think it might look a little bit like that. You know, that right. Was what it would look like if they fought right. With no rules, you know, would be kind of right. Like that. But this is going to be a little different. This is going to be a very frustrated McGregor against a guy who really is probably as good at slipping punches as anybody's ever been. So, I mean, that's his strength.
Well, now you've sold me on it. If it's anything like Thunderlips Rocky, I have to go. I have to
well,
make sure I watch
it. Well, you told me you were watching it anyway.
I'll probably end up at a party, but even if I don't, now I might have to just order it myself.
CeeLo, you into that thing at all or no?
I'm usually not, but I will admit the press conferences captivated me, and
well,
I'm definitely into it now.
They got you. And wait, you haven't even seen the one yet where they hit each other with chairs. I mean, that's going to come soon.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's coming next because, you know, that last week they'll come up with something special. Those guys will have a press conference or at the weigh-in or something. They'll do something to make sure they can get a couple more.
I don't know.
Millions
what,
of buys.
What wasn't said in those 4 days?
I'm telling you, there's more coming.
Lot,
there's
yeah.
More coming. Yeah,
should
yeah. No,
fun.
No, they'll probably all be like, you know, in a pile fighting or something, you know, at some point. You know, just trying to sell this thing. But everyone says it's going to sell like crazy, so they're both going to make a lot of money. I haven't seen the break. Can anyone show me what the
breakdown
of
money
is?
They haven't really released it. They said they won't.
They won't.
Right.
Well, you figure it's probably it's gotta, 2-1 or yeah. At least for Mayweather, right. Maybe 3-1.
They're both making over 100 mil, though, from what I understand.
Really? That's a lot of buys, man. I figured Mayweather would. I figured McGregor might make, you know, 40, 50. He's going to make 100 also?
I believe it's definitely over 75, but close to 100 as well.
I'd like to see what the... You know Mayweather got the larger part of the pie. I wonder by how much, though. All right, here's CeeLo. All right, we're back. And what's the name of your podcast?
It's called WFAN's Outside the Cage podcast.
WFAN's Outside the Cage. So you're the guy who you went to the press conference?
Yeah, I went to the one when I was at Barclays.
Have you interviewed McGregor?
That was the first time I actually was able to interview him. Yes.
And he's, is it all put on, or is there a little? Is it just all a show with him, or what?
For the presser, there was a lot of put on. I think he was having fun with it. I mean. He's a really nice guy. I've seen people meet him.
Where
afterwards.
Is he from?
He's from Ireland.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, he talks the talk. He walks the walk, though. In UFC, at least, he's able to follow up. Like he has talks a big game, but he's able to actually like beat most of his opponents and do it thoroughly. And he calls out who he's going to beat.
The Garden was stunned. They told me that. I was there right after that, and they told me that was the biggest live gate in the history of Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And they were stunned at the appeal for this guy, that the fans were nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They could not believe how big... They were shocked at how big a star McGregor was and how big the appeal was, how crazy the fans were about him. They could not believe how crazy the fans were.
That was the best-selling pay-per-view for UFC.
Not only that, it's the biggest live gate in the history of Madison Square Garden, bigger than any other fight. Now, obviously, dollars are, you know, it costs more for tickets now than it did, you know, say, when Ali fought Frazier. I understand that. And I always said that was the night I would have liked to have been doing Mike and the Mad Dog. So that Dog and I could have been in the building at 1 o'clock. Can you imagine being there at 1 o'clock and then that night was Ali Frazier? Could you imagine that? And you got like Burt Lancaster doing the call. You got Frank Sinatra taking the pictures. I mean, you got every big star in the world. I mean, that would have been special. That's the night that I thought of that would have been, you would have been like, that's the night to be at the stadium. Also, would have liked to have been at, you know, the Giant Dodger playoff game would have been nice too. But that one would have been really the most dramatic night I could think of in terms of just intensity and just big event. Had to be March 8th, 71. That night, for just the sheer you know, watching the building fill up, seeing all the people come in, seeing celebrities 20 rows deep. The only time I've ever seen where celebrities like didn't even, there were so many didn't even matter, was the time we went to see the Pope at Madison Square Garden. There were so many people in the building that day that, you know, you would just, everywhere you looked, they were. So it was just unbelievable how many people were there that day.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?